The week of November the 13th to the 19th is Transgender Awareness Week, with Transgender Day of Remembrance, honouring the memory of transgender people around the world whose lives were lost through anti-transgender violence following on Thursday, November the 20th. With an increasing number of restrictive laws being enacted in the United States and elsewhere, Local 107.3 FM spoke with members of the trans community in St. John about their perspectives from New Brunswick. Member of the community Gloria Halverson, along with Vivian Myers-Jones and Sam Del Duca, both originally from the United States, spoke about their experiences and the importance of visibility in increasing awareness to counter prejudice and foster greater understanding in the wider society. First, Sam Del Duca introduced themselves.
My name is Sam Del Duca. I'm a trans, non-binary newcomer here to St. John. I am from the USA originally, which is a tough place right now to be a non-binary trans person, unfortunately. So feeling pretty lucky in St. John. I have come to this place of my gender identity, I guess, over the course of almost the past 10 years. And I actually just recently started taking testosterone, which is very exciting. And I actually just this morning had my consultation to get top surgery, which should be 6 to 8 months away, which is really exciting.
Hi, I'm Gloria Halverson. I'm a local musician and sound engineer. And I'm a transgender person in the community. I came out almost over 10 years ago now in 2012. And it's been a bit of a journey, but things gradually get a little better, and we're hoping we can keep that trend happening here in Canada.
I'm Vivian Myers-Jones, she and her pronouns for me. I'm a very visible, very proud trans woman, also a dual U.S. Canadian citizen. I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. After 40 plus years of hiding, I came out in 2020, and I'm very happy to be 100% myself. With everything that's been going on in the U.S., but really globally, I'm trying my best to be as visible as I can for all of our sakes.
What would you like cis people, particularly, to understand about who trans people are?
I think the key thing to take away is that trans folks are just like everybody else. It's just people. Just accept people and just don't hurt people because they're different. That's all.
This is not a, quote, trendy thing that has been happening. We have always been here. We have always existed. So this idea that we're some kind of, quote, ideology is absolutely false. We have always been a part of the human species. To know this part about us is not a negative thing. It is a gift, because our existence here has made the world a better place.
So I think Transgender Awareness Week is not just for trans, non-binary, gender diverse people. I think it's for everyone's benefit. I would like people to understand that this isn't anything new. I think that's a really commonly misunderstood and perpetuated, misperception that has a lot of consequences. People treat it as some new, trendy sort of way of self-identifying, and I think that's harmful and delegitimizing in a way.
Why is awareness important, and how does it help?
I feel like there must be a significant link between a lack of understanding, lack of awareness, and decisions and actions taken against people in the trans community. In the most maybe extreme direction, I think having awareness is impactful to the degree of maybe preventing, violent outcomes, which, obviously really upsetting, and trends going in a certain way, no one wants to see.
I think the goal of the trans awareness, the whole mindset of it is just that familiarity gets rid of a lot of the bigotry. People need to be visible and be seen to get used to. When I transitioned working in a bar, and the staff were all great, but it was mixed responses with our clientele, and it took a while, and then people just kind of, after so many months, they just got used to me. and they've seen past it, and they're just talking to me. They're not thinking about it anymore. And I think that's what we got to get to. If you can just see past the transness and see and judge the person for the person that they are.
Education is, you know, one of the ways to remedy bigotry, that you know, the bigotry that we've got to deal with. And, you know, when people listen to us and listen to our stories better and listen to our experiences more, that they understand that we're navigating this journey as every other human is. So, I mean, in awareness benefits the entire human species.
It boils down to awareness translating over time to treating as equal, and I think that's where it begins, is just not seeing that person as, you know, other or different in any, you know, stigmatizing, harmful way. The need for a transgender awareness week, I guess, coming back to maybe square one, I think it's frustrating to me that there's a need for it, but I also think it is important to continue to prioritize education and, you know, community engagement and just engage with people who may not know and who can sort of, you know, one by one help us chip away at this, like, enormous amount of ignorance, I think, that we're seeing in society right now.
I think it's important. It just comes back to the it's room for everybody. Everybody belongs. Everybody should have a right to pursue happiness, to enjoy their family, to be able to go out for a lunch and not have issues risen up just for that simple thing. The big thing with, not so much this week, but with Trans Day of Remembrance, is the threat that is out there to trans people. The numbers are up for violent deaths this year, and not in Canada, fortunately. But it really wakes us up and brings to attention that the job isn't done.
The conversations with Gloria, Vivian and Sam continue in a second part. A Transgender Day of Remembrance event takes place on Thursday, November the 20th from 5:30 p.m. at Haven Music Hall in St. John. If you have a tip, an idea or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.